Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Monday, October 16th, 2006. We're Stephen and Brooksine Weber, and it's our joy once again this Monday morning, a beautiful Monday morning here in rural Pennsylvania, to share this message with you to encourage you. If you're listening to this message any day but the 16th of October, you'll need to go to the archive edition of the website, but we have a lot of photos up that are relevant to today's message, actually. Today's message is titled, Hand to the Plow. And Brooksine will read two scripture portions, both from the Old and New Testaments, Numbers 12, verse 7, and Luke 9, verse 62.
But this is not true of my servant Moses. He is faithful in all my house. No one who puts his hand to the plow and looks back is fit for the service in the kingdom of God.
What an interesting sight I saw Saturday. My neighbor Jesse was plowing his garden behind two horses. That's the picture I have up that's so relevant to today's message. I observed the concentration and perseverance required for both the manpower and horsepower needed to plow a relatively small area. We talked afterwards as he gave me a very important lesson on plowing. Initially, in order to get a straight row, you must fix your eyes on a fixed, distant object. As you have a straight row, you then focus on the furrow or previous row as you continue plowing. Many of you who know me personally have often heard me say farewell with one of these two phrases, perhaps both of them. Stay faithful, or keep your hand to the plow. I've done this for many, many years. And yet I still mean it. Our mannerisms are interesting, aren't they? Often it takes others to point out something we may not even be aware of, such as the habit I have of clapping once when completing a group prayer. Mimicking young people in fun will point out these repetitive habits to me as well. A humiliating reality that can come back to bite you is when they pick up a habit that annoys you and then you realize they learned it from you.
Staying faithful. What a quality. It's not dramatic. It's not sensational. But think with me for a few moments. Consider those who, over the long haul, have been a genuine and enduring blessing to you. Right at the top of the list of their good qualities is that of faithfulness, isn't it? I'll take faithfulness over flashiness anytime. God said regarding Moses, He is faithful in all my house. What a gratifying affirmation to receive from God Himself.
In a parable in Matthew, Jesus gives us a glimpse of what we'll hear when we finish the race. It sure won't be, "Great job, O thou flashy one." No, it will be, "Well done, good and faithful servant." In the book of Revelation, we have a recognition of His called, chosen, and faithful followers. Indeed, let us stay faithful and keep our hand to the plow today.
Let's pray together. Jesus, it is the desire of my heart to remain faithful to You. The world often uses the expression, be true to yourself, intending that people stand up for what they believe in. But those of the world, by and large, stand for causes and beliefs that often conflict with the Holy Word of God. I know that I also am subject to error, and my emotions cannot be trusted. So I, with absolute resolve, choose to be true to You, the changeless one, rather than myself. I join with others of the Christian faith who hold unswervingly to the hope we profess, even as we spur one another on toward love and good deeds. Amen.
Amen. And again today, truly stay faithful. Well, there's a lot of additional material up on the website today. If you are listening to this podcast on October 16th, 2006, just go to dailyencouragement.net, and it's on the main part of the webpage. It's the way I designed the site. It's changed every day. If not, just use the archive function and go back and determine what part that you would like to look at. We do have quite an extensive little bit of update or comments regarding our neighborhood barn sing this week, along with quite a few pictures. I think two or three pictures of that. Sorry for that phone call. Again, a reminder on these podcasts, we prepare these messages from our home. And although we turn the phone off here in the office we work in, you could still hear it ringing out there, and Brooksine had to jump up to take the call. We are blessed to serve Jesus today, and blessings to every listener. Again, our website is www.dailyencouragement.net. Stay faithful.